Yeah, please.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, as I was mentioning, we are very happy to have Braja Hari Prabhu in our midst today. He is a very wonderful devotee, very, very competent, and he is the temple president of our Bombay temple, and under his wonderful guidance, everything is developing so nicely in Bombay now. Braja Hari Prabhu ki jai.
Namo Ambishtam Padaya Krishna Prishtha Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deva Gurvani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnabadi Pashchata Devastarine.
So, today is the most auspicious occasion when Srila Prabhupada landed in USA, which is coincident with His Holiness Bhaktikaru Swami Maharaj Das Puja. So I am very happy that all of us are here today to glorify Srila Prabhupada and as well as His Holiness Bhaktikaru Swami Maharaj, who is guiding all of us here. So, as you know, Srila Prabhupada is the spiritual ambassador from India to Western world. So, Lord Chaitanya, he predicted that a day will come when in all villages and towns all over the world, Holy Name will spread. So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur also, he predicted that very soon a outstanding personality will come who will spread the Holy Name all over the world. And His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, also on his first meeting with A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, so he asked him to preach, to write Krishna consciousness literature and preach in the Western world. So if you see all these three, Lord Chaitanya, Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, so actually A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is the true representative of the parampara who preached Krishna consciousness in the all over the world. So I met one Gaudiamath Sanyasi who is actively preaching all over the world now. He was a senior executive in Gulf countries. So one day he came to our temple to have visit. So while he visited Sri Radharaswari, while he was going, so one devotee would distribute Prabhupada books. So one devotee requested him to take one book. So he took Science of Self-Realization. So he went and read whole book within 2 days, and then next day, third day he came, he asked for another book. So he took Bhagavad Gita. Then he took Srimad Bhagavatam. And for 6 months, he didn't go to his job and he resigned from the service and he read all Srila Prabhupada's book. And after that, although he didn't take initiation from anywhere, but in our Bhaktivedanta Institute in Bombay, he used to come and give Bhagavad Gita lecture to all of us. Because he was so much inspired by Srila Prabhupada's book, and after reading his books, he was so much inspired that he used to give lecture and many devotees were attending his lecture. So he told me once, He said, Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America, he never went alone. I said, how? Because we heard that he went with 40 rupees in hand, only few trunk load of books and nothing else. He said, no. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was practically, literally walking with Srila Prabhupada while he was preaching in America. He said, without this, how it is possible for Srila Prabhupada to preach, you know, the natures, the hippies, the low class people in the society, and how he made them nice Brahman. So that means it shows that Srila Prabhupada is the true representative of our parampara. Also, like when Lord Krishna or Lord Chaitanya appears in this mortal world, earthly planet. So, he is Antaranga, he is Parshada, his associates, they all come before Lord Krishna descends or with him. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, before he went to America, so all his associates, like you see, all these Srila Prabhupada disciples, like His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, many other sannyasis and Srila Prabhupada disciples, they appeared to help Srila Prabhupada to perform his leelas. So, if you see all these things possible, because within a short span of time, Srila Prabhupada went to America in 1965 and he left this planet 77. I think he established ISKCON in 1966. So, within a very short span, 11 years, his contribution to the world is first. He established 100 temples, including restaurants and schools and farm community. And he initiated about 10,000 disciples all over the world. He also traveled 14 times around the world to preach and teach the young devotees, those who joined there. And also, in spite of his busy life, traveling, preaching, he used to translate books, 80 volumes of books, for which all of us, we are here because of reading Srila Prabhupada books. Actually, I'll give you two instances how by reading Srila Prabhupada books, completely changed us. Recently, just 1 month before, I got a letter from US. One prisoner in a prison is a 26 years boy who wrote a very nice letter. After reading that letter, my faith for Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON has 100 times re-established. So, this boy, his name is Stephen. So, he was a drug addict and smuggler, doing all kinds of bad deeds in his life. So because of this, the government put him in a solitary confinement. He was living in a cell, which is very small cell. So while he was in cell, he had nothing. You know, whole day and night he has to remain himself. Somehow or other, he got a book teaching of Lord Chaitanya. So after reading, he just extensively, time and again, because he has no time to do anything. So time and again, he vividly, he read this book. So after reading teaching of Lord Chaitanya, he became so much surrendered, so much he was very much praiseworthy that such an organization as ISKCON is there, and the founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada is there. So he, because in all our books, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust address is there, so our Bombay address was there in that book. So he wrote that letter. He said, and all the other books, list of the books are also there in the teaching of Lord Chaitanya. So he requested in that letter, Prabhuji, Prabhu, kindly send me Bhagavad Gita and some other books so that in my life I am suffering here, I can read. So you see how even, you know, prison, a person who doesn't know about Krishna, Ram, or anything about spiritual life, anything, so life is completely changed. Also, another instance, which 2 years before it happened in Bombay, this is another incident which is also concerned with the imprisonment, prison. See, one wealthy person who used to go to his office from Lokhandwala every day in the car next to our Jew temple, in the road, every day he used to pass by in his car. But he think that some bunch of fools are there, he never think to just come to the temple. So after some time, due to some problem or something, he was under imprisonment in Pune jail. So his wife, who used to come to our temple, somebody gave a Bhagavad Gita to her. So she took the Bhagavad Gita and gave to her husband while he was in the prison, in Pune jail. So this person, he read Bhagavad Gita very nicely. So after few years, when he came out of the prison, so he first came to see Sri Sri Radharas Bihariji in Hare Krishna Land. So after that, his life has completely changed, and then he started coming Mangalarti, Guru Puja, class, and he simultaneously does his business. Now he settled down in Pune. So like that, if we say Srila Prabhupada has changed all of our life, if you see, all of us who join in ISKCON, definitely we have some sort of problem in our life, we have come to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna. So I don't want to take much of our time because so many speakers are there on this auspicious occasion. I pray to His Holiness Bhakti Charitanya to give us blessings so that we will remain in Krishna consciousness and will serve Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON throughout our life. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Brajahari Prabhu, for describing your realizations about Srila Prabhupada's greatness so wonderfully. Today we are very fortunate to have a very special guest in our midst. That is Justice Gangele. Justice Gangele came all the way from Indore to participate in this program this morning. He's a very wonderful person, and he's actually a very wonderful devotee. I met him recently. He actually took the initiative to come close to us, and in few occasions we met. Whenever we met, he had some very interesting questions, and that led us to some very in-depth discussions. And I was just telling him, when I was just speaking to him, Justice Gangele was admitting very frankly that his life is changing very fast. And I told him that, well, if the change is spiritual, then it is very good. And he admitted, yes, the change is actually spiritual. And naturally, this change, the faster it is, better for us. So thank you so much, Justice Gangele, for coming here today and give us your wonderful association. So I would request Justice Gangele to come onto the stage and speak. We can give this mic.
His Holiness Sadhu Swamiji Maharaj, number of devotees including myself, really it's a wonderful day for me and all of us. As Swamiji told you earlier, really I'm noticing number of changes in my life. Earlier I used to do meditation. I have read so many books and I tried to understand so many things. And the most wonderful thing, as Swamiji has told me, clarified earlier also, to know about yourself, because it is very difficult. As I have also studied the science and law, you know everything about other things, physics, science, chemistry, math, and even the law. But the people and the person has little knowledge about himself. So I was very much puzzled, that's why I came here, but I don't want to say so many things, but I am realizing that after meeting Swamiji, and I have also read some passage of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada Ji. Earlier also, I have read about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because I used to read so many books, even though on Gita, Maharshi Raman. But after meeting that, I don't want to say something or reveal, but really I used to meditate in the morning and do yoga, and also I believe, but realization is very far. I have to come here, but I cannot sleep in the last night properly, and I have so many revelations, and even though my wife has warned me that you are changing fast, and whether we are afraid that whether you will continue as a judge or join as one. Main thing is this, as I am doing my profession, really it is the duty or our job is to know ourselves. If we know ourselves, we know the world, because that is here. And as I read, Swamiji has told me that I have so many discussions. He told me that the science has done so many things, but so many things it has done bad things also. One thing is this, it denied the existence of God. And he told me that there is in mathematics, a number is infinite. And it denied all the basic concepts of mathematics. But even though this is the basic of mathematics, means if you add infinite, if you multiply infinite, the number would be the same. But that is not the mathematics. It is against the basic principle of mathematics. But when they said about the God, they said that you have to see with the logic. And the realization, the consciousness comes where the logic ends. And from logic, how can we know when it is at the end, then how can we know what is realization, what is supreme realization? Then faith comes and you have to do it faithfully. When you realize yourself, all your problems will be solved. So really, it has done a wonderful work to me. I have so many things read in the science. Science is also realizing the same. Recently, I have read a book on physics, the string theory. Now they say that the gravitational force and electromagnetic force, that is one. And he has written, Brian Greene is the author. We have also seen a serial on TV, Discovery. He wrote that from that microscope level, string, you can understand all physics, biology, math, chemistry, because that is the basic. Although a number of Nobel Prize winners have opposed that, but really we are reaching on this set, is that what is this? And the main thing is consciousness, and certainly there are so many methods, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has praised us that other methods are combustion, but if we go by bhakti marg and with full devotion, we can reach that supreme goal also from this path. And secondly, after that I have coming into the contact with the Swamiji, I am seeing certain number of changes in my life, in my spirituality, and I cannot, even though I am not able to speak it properly, so I am so much overwhelmed. And I think that it is not somebody is thinking that you can only achieve through all your life you have to denounce the world also, but in living and working of our job, even though we can learn and we can realize the supreme goal, and I hope that I will do in my lifetime with the association of Swamiji and his God.
Thank you so much, Justice Gangele. I forgot to mention that Justice Gangele is actually naturally a High Court judge from Indore, and his days or his time is very precious, and but still he takes the time to come here and give us his very valuable time and precious association. We are extremely thankful to you, Justice Gangeli, for that and for all that you spoke just now. Hare Krishna, Jai Shri Prabhupada.
Yesterday we spent all day glorifying a magistrate. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whom we were observing yesterday, was a magistrate, and as you rightly said, sir, it is not necessary to give up your worldly activities to take to devotional life. And he was a living example of that. And right on the next day, today, we have one more magistrate coming here and saying that he wants to do the same thing in his life. Thank you very much. I now request Dhanvantri Prabhu to please come and make his offer.
Dhanvantari Prabhu is also from Bombay, and he had been serving in our Juhu temple for many, many years. He is a very committed devotee of our Juhu temple, and he's a wonderful preacher. From morning till night, we don't get to see him when you go to Bombay. Only time we can see him is either Mangalarati time or late night. The rest of the time he's just out preaching. Thank you very much, Dhanvantari Prabhu, for coming here today.
निर्विशेष शून्य वाले पचास श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य को हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Maharaj, I am very, very thankful to you. I don't know how to just glorify Prabhupada and other things, but still I try to glorify. Actually, I am coming from South. I born at Tamil Nadu. My grandmother Kerala. My forefather Sandra. I studied at Karnataka. But I know all languages. If any in our temple, Mame Tourist Temple, and I'll go voluntarily, I'll preach our Krishna consciousness. I'll tell them whenever you come Bombay, don't go for your, suppose you are a businessman, you go to business as well as you come to our temple and sit 5 minutes or 10 minutes and purify yourself and write some book. Even a small book you buy, you'll get some knowledge. Even by big book, there is all knowledge, but every book there is knowledge. But actually, you see, this material life meant for what? Only bhakti. Bhakti comes only once you learn bhakti, automatically all your sinful goes away. Like that, one must, in age of Kali, devotion service is rarely achieved. It is meant an act of devotion. Like that, one must always take association with devotees, automatically bhakti will come. Even studying books also, and chanting also, and eating Krishna Prasadam also, you will increase your bhakti. Like that, once you join this movement, and spread this movement, as well as if once you have any problem, you open Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita as it is, your problem solved. It is written. Something, you read that, your problem solved. I'm correct? Okay. And from new Bhakta onwards till today, I'm doing only membership at Bombay. Once Girdha Swami, he said in Prabhupada's quarters, you have did a lot of seva in the membership department. What is your realization? Maharaj, life comes from life. Life after life. Life membership program. Maharaj is laughing. He didn't stop at all. And I made so many life members. I'm always cultivating. Even sometimes I need to go all the way there. At least I'll do by phone. How is your family? You're remembering sometimes Krishna, reading book. Please come. At least make it monthly one. You don't need to come weekly one, at least monthly one. Or you come yearly once also. They always try. Because you are all busy people. And wherever you go, in the temple, even you going to Jugu Beach also, I'll say, hello, how are you? Come to temple, we have nice programs, and this is for you, my card, and you come. Like that, I made so many members. And I made many members, the members also now initiated. Like, one small example, I made one, Prabhu's, what is your name, Prabhu? I only made a member, now he's initiated. I'm so happy. I didn't force him, he should become an initiation, but he's now the example, he's a devotee. You see, his turn is not always, he's some kind of spiritual energy is coming. This is like spiritual house, and this is if you understand blindly, you'll go backward. Because association is very important. And same time, devotee means determination. Determination is very important for our spiritual life. Same way, one must always try to associate with devotees. Because sometimes we'll make mistakes. The mistakes, taking association, it goes away. Another thing, the Mangalati is very essential program. Very, very essential program. Still now, I'm remembering Sridhar Swami, when I was the director, you are coming late night and you are not coming Mangalati. You should go to Radha Rishwari. You should give your vow. Promise to Radha Rishwari. I should come every day Mangalati, whatever circumstance. Like that, till today, I'm not glorifying myself. My authority is, Bajar Prabhu is there. You ask him. And every day before opening curtain, I'll come. Lord should not wait. You should wait for Lord. Anyway, now still, yesterday also I spoke to one person. He came 3 days before at Bombay Temple. He's from Ujjain only. Said, I would like to become a member. Okay, I'm coming Ujjain. I spoke to him yesterday also. He is supposed to come today. He may give that membership. I'll sponsor here. This is Ujjain Temple. Hare Krishna.
Jai Krishna.
Thank you, Dhanvantri Prabhu. May I now request Bhakti Vinod Prabhu to please come on the dash?
Bhakti Vinod Prabhu is the temple president of our Chandigarh temple. Very wonderful devotee, very senior devotee. And we are very happy to have him here today. And we are eagerly waiting to hear from Bhakti Vinod Prabhu. A glorification of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Once again, I'm here in front of you. be entertained and to be entertained. So I'll start with a nice bhajan from Santa Vaishnavacharya, composed by His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvata Kumara. It's called the Guru Parampara. I was also very much attracted to this bhajan. He himself composed it, and it's very nice. Since there's not much time, I will not expect you to follow it up. I'll just sing it. Just kidding. It will take about 3 minutes. Krishna hoite chaturmukha, hoye Krishna sevanmukha, Brahma hoite narade ramati. Krishna hoite chaturmukha, hoye Krishna sevanmukha, Brahma hoite narade ramati. Narada hoite vyasa madvaka he vyasa dasa, Puna Prajya Padmanapagati. Narada hoite vyasa madvaka he vyasa dasa, Puna Prajya Padmanapagati. Narahari Madhava Vamsa Akshobhya Paramahamsa, Shishya Boli Angikara Kori. Narahari Madhava Vamsa Akshobhya Paramahamsa, Shishya Boli Angikara Kori. Akshobhera Shishya Jaya Kirtanama Parichaya, Saradasa Jnana Sindhu Tore. Akshobhera Shishya Jaya Kirtaname Parichaya, Saradasa Jnana Sindhu Tore. Taha hoite Vidyanidhi, Taha hoite Dayanidhi, Saradasa Vidyanidhi. Rajendra hoilo Taha hoite, Taha hoite Dayanidhi, Saradasa Vidyanidhi. Rajendra hoilo Taha hoite. Jaya Dharma Dase Kyati, Sri Purushottamayati, Sahoite Brahmanyati Ishta Suri. Jaya Dharma Dase Kyati, Sri Purushottamayati, Sahoite Brahmanyati Ishta Suri. Vyasa Tirtha Taradasa, Lakshmipati Vyasa Dasa, Taite Madhavendra Puri. Vyasa Tirtha Taradasa, Lakshmipati Vyasa Dasa, Taite Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri Bara Shishya Bara Krishwara, Nityananda Sri Advaita Vibhu. Madhavendra Puri Bara Shishya Bara Krishwara, Nityananda Sri Advaita Vibhu. Ishwara Puri Kedanya Korilen Sri Chaitanya, Jagat Guru Gaura Mahaprabhu. Ishwara Puri Kedanya Korilen Sri Chaitanya, Jagat Guru Gaura Mahaprabhu. Vishwambara Priyankara Sitarupa Damodara, Sri Goswami Rupa Sanatana. Vishwambara Priyankara Sitarupa Damodara, Sri Goswami Rupa Sanatana. Rupa Priya Mahajan Jiva Raghunathan, Arapriya Kavi Krishna Data. Rupa Priya Mahajan Jiva Raghunathan, Arapriya Kavi Krishna Data. Krishna Data Priya Vara Narottama Seva Par, Yara Pada Vishwanatha Asha. Krishna Dasa Priyavara Narottama Seva Para, Yara Pada Vishwanatha Asha. Vishwanatha Bhakta Sata Baladeva Jagannatha, Tara Priya Sri Bhakti Vinoda Vishwanatha Bhakta Sata Baladeva Jagannatha Tara Priya Sri Bhakti Vinoda Mahabhagavata Vara Sri Gaura Kishora Vara Hari Bhajanete Yaramoda Mahabhagavata Vara Sri Gaura Kishora Vara Hari Bhajanete Yaramoda Ihara Paramahamsa Gaurangera Nijavamsa Andhera Charane Mamagati Ihara Paramahamsa Gaurangera Nijavamsa Andhera Charane Mamagati Srivasa Banavibara Sadashaya Sevapara Haribas Srivasa Banavibara Sadashaya Sevapara
Krishna hoite chaturmukha, hoye Krishna sevanmukha, Brahma hoite narade ramati, Krishna hoite chaturmukha, hoye Krishna sevanmukha, Brahma hoite narade ramati, Brahma hoite narade ramati. So, whenever I get an opportunity to sing this song, usually I sing it for myself because it's very difficult to repeat it and connect the whole thing unless you have a book in front. So the reason I do it is, someone was just mentioning here that when Srila Prabhupada went to the United States in the Western world, Lord Chaitanya went with him. So at the time I was thinking, it is not that Prabhupada was representing himself or his guru. It's not just that one thing. So, Brahma Madhya Gaudiya Sampradaya, the whole Guru Parampara, they are interested to see what is going on. Their whole blessing is there. I was actually amazed when Dhananjay Prabhu, in one of Prabhupada's festivals in Vrindavan, late night, it was almost like 11 o'clock, 11:30. So, he was making the point about what a bold preacher Srila Prabhupada was. And how did he get that boldness? Because he knew what he is doing is not just on his own behalf. If you are just like, if you are a representative of a powerful man, so you have that power behind you. You don't have to feel shy. So, he was explaining that as an example of Prabhupada's boldness, even though he went to a new country, a strange place. He said that Prabhupada once told that he wanted on his car door to be painted that His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, spiritual master of the United States of America. So, I was kind of amazed. We always talk about Vaishnava's humility, but Vaishnava's boldness in preaching, that is what also attracts Krishna. Humility is for oneself. So when it comes to representing the parampara, there's no question of humility. Guru Gaurav Sevya Bhava. So there's no humility at that point. And of course, initially, nowadays we don't hear it much, but in those days, you cannot complete Srimad Bhagavatam class unless you say three times fools and rascals. So Prabhupada's lectures are full of this. Sometimes he even used to say you know, hogs, dogs, camels, and asses civilization. So when you used to say these things, hogs, dogs, camels, and asses civilization, I used to think, oh my God, do I have to say these things to everyone? But he had a reason to say those things. First of all, he was a very elderly person, and he would give a lot of, you know, philosophical explanation. And as you all know, the first Bombay festival, the wonderful festival that was done, that woken up the people of Bombay, and so many things happened because of that festival, that is, he gave the title, "The Modern Civilization is a Failure." So I thought, if someone can say something like that right in the middle of Bombay, he must have something with him to say that modern civilization is a failure. So I was actually attracted to Prabhupada's boldness. He was very bold. He never hesitated about, you know, condemning what he thought was, you know, misleading the whole. He was very kind in that sense. Actually, even though he used the word fools and rascals, actually his boldness and his kindness are the same. He was so kind. And he could see that, like I said yesterday, he has already, you know, spiritual x-ray has been done. He has already seen through the modern civilization. And today, what was Srila Prabhupada, there's no question of my coming and sitting here. He gave me full support. I was thinking that many people think that if you're a failure, you join an ashram. That is the normal, even today, that's how it is seen. If you're a failure, you can't do anything else if you join an ashram. But it actually degraded, it shows the degraded priorities of, you know, even in this country, it is seen like that. But of course, one can combine, Prabhupada combined both, you know, when people used to criticize him, that you are saying this modern civilization is bogus, but you don't hesitate in using all the modern facilities. Why is that? You are using the airplane, dictaphone, this, that, all the things, you are using printing machine, you are using all that and you are criticizing. So he got a very, very, very intelligent and very enlightening point. He made an answer. He said that you people are already going to hell. But if somehow I can use your useless discoveries in Krishna service, if you use them in Krishna service, then Krishna may become kind. So even though you made these useless discoveries, Krishna may reward you for that. Just because I used it. So, I'm sure Maharaj and all those people, they have tons of things. They have so many memories of Prabhupada. But that is the reason this song, Guru Parampara song, we are not just individually trying to do some preaching. We're not doing that. Ekaki amar, nahi pai balo harinama sankirtan. Nobody is going to care for us. Actually, sometimes I wonder, what do we have to give to the people? We don't offer any goods and any services. All we give is holy name. How much does it cost? How much the holy name cost? Can you give it to somebody? How much it cost? But we need a 150 crore temple in Juhu to give it. See, normally in economic transaction, they always see whether, you know, value for value should be there. So the modern civilization people don't know what is the value of the holy name. And in fact, Prabhupada once, this was told by Gurujan Prabhu in one of those, you know, Prabhupada sittings in his house. He said once Prabhupada was confronted by a bunch of journalists in Hong Kong. Swamiji, same thing. Swamiji, you are criticizing this modern world, but why you have chosen this Hilton Hotel, the most expensive hotel in Hong Kong, why you have chosen this for your press conference? So Prabhupada gave the answer, for me it makes no difference. I can say the same thing sitting under a tree, but you won't come. Only if it is Hilton Hotel you will come. So I have to cater to your value system and your priority. So Prabhupada, when he said modern civilization is a failure, he meant it. And I feel, because this modern civilization is so oppressive, if you walk in the early days, unless you are a person with a white skin, and if you are wearing saffron, you cannot enter into people's offices. Only if you have white skin, they'll think, oh, okay, now let me not. If you're an Indian, brown skin, you say, well, just must have come for begging something, and people will turn you off. But when Giriyas, actually, once Giriyas Swami said that when he used to, when he wanted to preach to the rich people of Bombay, he'll be going in the ordinary car to the city. But whenever he will see a Mercedes Benz in front of him, he will tell the driver, follow that car. And he will simply go because he was an American. Of course, he is from a, almost like from royal family. He had a, you know, he had a great pedigree. I mean, his father was a great lawyer and all that. So he used to follow him, follow that car and follow that person, go to his office. And so I always feel so grateful if I have any leverage in talking to people. That leverage comes from all you devotees, you know, all the Maharajas and the Guru Parampara. So we are not alone. There's nothing to be shy about. And there are millions of ways Prabhupada can be glorified. There's no limit. We can't put a limit on it. Our whole life should be glorification of Prabhupada. There's nothing else. So I would, the day would be made for me if all of you will just think that even if you do a small thing in the interest of ISKCON society, if all of us will do one small thing, see so many people in this hall, and many more people who know us, if all of us will do one small positive thing every day, because we say lack of money, lack of time, lack of this, lack of all of us will do one small thing. You know, I want to tell you one thing and I will finish it up. Lately I have been in Kanpur and I hope I will not be offending anybody here in case they are involved in either. So the one of those richest business group in Kanpur is people who make Pan Supari. Pan Supari. One of the richest business groups in the city is Pan Supari. And believe it or not, this is why I'm saying a small drop will help. Every day there is a sale of rupee 1 packet Pan Supari worth 45 lakhs. One bag of Pan Supari costing 1 rupee. Every day the sale is 45 lakhs. And they may eat 5-6 suparis in a day. Just imagine, in a week's time, we can build a Kanpur city. In 1 week's time, Kanpur temple will be built. The people will not eat Pan for 1 week. Is it a great loss for them? But we got into this illusion that people cannot live without Pan. People cannot live without cigarettes. So, this hog, dog, camels and asses society, when Prabhupada, you know, there used to be some, really some, you know, bold presentation in the back to Godhead, you know, with articles saying who is crazy. Because in the Western world, people thought, you know, why you are wearing bed sheets? People used to say, it's not just this color, if you're wearing white, they'll think, why are you wearing bed sheets? That's what they'll ask. Can't you get a job? These are the things they'll say. So it's amazing thing. On one hand, it is a miracle. But on the other hand, for Prabhupada, it was not, he knew, because somebody said that Lord Chaitanya was with him. So the entire parampara is, so if all of us, Maharaj was saying yesterday, if we stay united, if all of us will do one small thing, something that goes directly to benefit his cause, one small thing if all of us will do, take 15 minutes, half an hour, whatever it takes, we'll do, we don't have to do some special program. As it is, as it varies, we can do it. So, my unlimited gratitude to Srila Prabhupada and all his wonderful disciples. And such wonderful gathering is required to reinforce our, you know, united spirit and our worship of Srila Prabhupada and our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada and all that he has given us. There is no point in making a list of things that Prabhupada has achieved. But all I can say is that if we can gather like this and glorify Dr. Bhaktivinoda and Srila Prabhupada and Matasaru Maharaj and all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada and all the grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada men, women, children, if everybody will join together, it will become a great river. It will become a great flood that can inundate the whole world. And it was also predicted, whenever there used to be a flood in Mayapur, it was also predicted the same kind of flooding will take place all over the world. So Prabhupada wanted flooding to happen. And it is said, I was also very amused when I read this. It is said that when the Krishna Prem inundates the whole world, devotees will sink and non-devotees like me will swim. But no one will be able to. That is the only time I will be able to swim. Otherwise, I don't know how to swim. The devotees will drown and non-devotees will swim. I am looking forward to that day when I can say I know swimming. So thank you very much. I thank Maharaj again for calling me. I'm very grateful to Maharaj.
Thank you very much, Bhakti Vinod Prabhu. As much as we would wish that every single person in this room could get an opportunity to glorify Srila Prabhupada, we are bound by limitations of time and we have to go ahead with the rest of the program. So to conclude this session, I would request His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj to please give us his realizations and glorify Srila Prabhupada.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shala. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Sharashate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatra Deshutarine Vancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivashadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. There is no limit to what extent we can glorify Srila Prabhupada. But one thing is quite obvious, is that we are actually too close to Srila Prabhupada to properly understand and estimate his greatness. Like when we are very close to a very high mountain, we cannot actually figure out how high the mountain is. Sometimes a small hill can obscure the view of the mountain. But as we move away from the mountain, we begin to recognize the height of that mountain. The further we go, the height of the mountain stands out with all its majesty. Similarly, although to some extent we do recognize Srila Prabhupada's greatness, but yet we are not able to properly estimate the real greatness of Srila Prabhupada. When a devotee asks Srila Prabhupada who he is in the spiritual sky, our other acharyas revealed their spiritual identities. For example, we know that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is a Manjari in Radha Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. So is Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So is Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And so forth. We know the spiritual identities of those acharyas in our line. But what is Srila Prabhupada's spiritual identity? We don't know. Maybe someday when we become completely purified, when we become situated in our real spiritual identity, develop our spiritual senses, we'll be able to recognize who Srila Prabhupada is in Krishna's pastimes. But when this devotee asks Srila Prabhupada, out of, one can say, natural inquisitiveness, Prabhupada's response was, "If I tell you, you will faint." We wouldn't faint if we are told that Prabhupada is a Manjari. Often maybe we tend to think that maybe Prabhupada is a Manjari, maybe Prabhupada is an associate of Srimati Radharani and so forth. But from this statement we recognize that Srila Prabhupada's position is so lofty. Srila Prabhupada is so close to Krishna, Radha Krishna, that we can't even imagine in our remotest dream. And even Srila Prabhupada's achievements, we are not properly able to estimate because we are too close to Srila Prabhupada. But as we move away on time, we will be able to recognize Srila Prabhupada's greatness. For example, when Jesus was present on the planet, could anybody recognize Jesus' greatness? They crucified him. They persecuted him. They tortured him bitterly. When the option was given whether the clemency should be given to an worst criminal or to Jesus, the people there opted that let Barabbas get the clemency. They didn't, but actually Pontius Pilate expected that the clemency should be given to Jesus. So that is the situation. Like how people cannot recognize a great personality when he is present on the planet. Because with our material perception, we cannot really perceive a spiritual personality. Prabhupada, even, he had been so grossly misunderstood by the people around him. Of course, those who were his loyal followers, their case was different. But others, no recognition whatsoever. Anyway, we don't want to get into that. But the point that I'm trying to make is that we haven't been able to properly fathom Srila Prabhupada's greatness as yet. But it will happen with time. It will happen with time. We see some nowadays sometimes some individuals compare some other individuals to Srila Prabhupada. Even they go to the extent of saying, oh, he is even not only equal to Srila Prabhupada, he is even greater than Srila Prabhupada, and so forth. But time will tell. We have already seen some individuals who actually bewildered quite a few of the devotees of ISKCON and taken them away, and they had been thinking that those personalities were actually greater than Srila Prabhupada. Their faith in them is waning away. And eventually, with time, when these people leave the planet, no one even will recognize them. But with Srila Prabhupada, as the time passes, the world will recognize Srila Prabhupada's greatness more and more. Because the world will recognize what Srila Prabhupada has given. What Srila Prabhupada has given, it hasn't been given to this world before. World, I mean, the world outside of India. Yes, it was there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave it. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is recognized as the Mahavadanya, Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate. This Krishna Prema, Brojo Prema, the love of Krishna in the mood of Vrindavan, is rare even for Brahma. Brahmaru Durlabho Prema Shabakare Jache. This love, Brojo Prema, Jayo Jayo Jalo Rasho Sarbo Rasho Shar Parokiya Bhabe Jaha Brojete Prachar. This love in the Ujjal Rasha, Unnato Ujjal Rasham Shabhakti Sriyam. This wealth of devotion that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed, the wealth of devotion in the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan, is the most lofty and the most brilliant wealth of the spiritual sky. And as I was saying, it's rare even for Lord Brahma. Brahmaru Durlabho Prema. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing it, calling everyone. Jashi, he is calling everyone and begging them to take it. Take it, take it. But unfortunately, people today haven't been able to properly recognize this gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which Srila Prabhupada has taken and distributed all over the world. But it's only a matter of time. People will get to know. To tell you frankly, today we are seeing so many Indians are responding to Srila Prabhupada's message and becoming attracted to ISKCON. But you know, when Srila Prabhupada was present on the planet, what was Prabhupada's one of the main lamentations? He told me once. He was lamenting. Everyone is coming, but the Indians are not coming. Those days our temples were filled with Americans and Europeans mainly. Very few Indians. Why? Because they couldn't recognize the value of Srila Prabhupada's gift. Now they are recognizing and they are responding. It's very good. It's very good that so many Indians are coming forward. But the point I was trying to make is that Indians didn't respond to Srila Prabhupada's teachings, Srila Prabhupada's calling. So it takes time. Some fortunate souls, I would say some exceptionally fortunate souls, even though they took their births in America and Europe, responded to Srila Prabhupada's invitation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. Because they recognize, that's why they are exceptionally fortunate. And most probably, why should I say most probably? They are, many of them were actually sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to assist Srila Prabhupada, and therefore they took birth in the Western countries. Again, Srila Prabhupada himself said, once a devotee was lamenting, Srila Prabhupada, I was so fallen, I was so degraded, and you came and you helped, you saved me. Prabhupada said, your degraded consideration, your degraded condition was superficial. Because as soon as I came and called you, you came. So, from this statement of Srila Prabhupada, we can understand that these devotees, the Western devotees who joined this movement, who came forward to assist Srila Prabhupada in spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, they are not ordinary living entities. They are very, very special individuals. Very special individuals. So, with the passing of time, the people will become more and more aware of Srila Prabhupada's extraordinary spiritual position. And this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of the fulfillment of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction that Krishna consciousness movement is going to spread all over the world in every town and village. Prithibite ache joto nagoradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe mon nam. All the towns, in every town and village, ache joto nagoradi gram emphatically says that in every town and village all over the world, this Krishna consciousness movement is going to spread. Now, one may think, oh, it's just a... because these guys are Hare Krishna, they're just trying to blow their own trumpet. People may think that way. But our response will be, time will tell. Just wait and see. You may not have the time, but we have the time. And we will wait and see. If not from this planet, from some other planet we will see. Or maybe we'll come back again in another body to continue in this movement. Because we have the implicit faith that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words is not going to go in vain. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words will be fulfilled to the last word. But what did Srila Prabhupada expect from us? Regarding that, I can say Prabhupada's expectation actually was very little from us. And whatever Srila Prabhupada is expecting from us is actually from our own benefit, for our own benefit. I'll tell you one incident. Srila Prabhupada used to have a massage, oil massage, before taking his bath in the late morning. And so one day, while Prabhupada was having the massage, I just took this opportunity to just be around Srila Prabhupada. I was sitting next to Srila, in front of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was sitting up, having the massage. Harisori Prabhu was giving the massage from the back, and I was sitting in the front. And on the roof of Mayapur, quarters of Srila Prabhupada. And when Prabhupada just started to speak, he said, many, many lives you have tried to enjoy, but you can see you're still not satisfied. He said, just offer this life to Krishna. And see what happens. Even if nothing happens, what's the loss? It's just one life out of so many. Just one life out of so many. We have to offer to Krishna and see what happens. Prabhupada knew that if we offer this one life to Krishna, that will be the ultimate success of our existence. Prabhupada knew that this surrender is not going to go in vain. But Srila Prabhupada just put it in a very simple way, that even if nothing happens, what's the loss? So that's what Srila Prabhupada actually wants from us. Just offer this one life to Krishna and see what happens. But we are so badly conditioned that even in spite of Srila Prabhupada's beckoning, we cannot do that. Maya is so strong, so many temptations, so many allurements drifting us away from the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. All it needs is implicit faith and earnest determination that let's offer just one life to Srila Prabhupada's mission. Let's not expect anything else for ourselves. Anna Bhilashita Sunnam. Let's not expect anything for ourselves. Just one life to Srila Prabhupada. And by offering this one life to Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, what do we gain? I can tell you that although I haven't been able to surrender myself, but still I'm seeing so many wonderful ways Srila Prabhupada is rewarding me. At least to some extent this life has been successful. And what's the secret of that success? Trying to surrender to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. So this is the benefit. We offer a little bit, but in return we get something that is inconceivable. And to end my presentation, I will just make one simple point that what Srila Prabhupada is expecting out of us. At least I can say that according to me, three instructions of Srila Prabhupada are most important. I received many instructions from Srila Prabhupada, but three of them are most important. I have considered that they are most important. And those three instructions are, no matter whatever happens, never ever leave ISKCON. The second instruction is, your love for me will be shown by how you cooperate with each other. And the third instruction is, the GBC is the ultimate managing authority. Therefore, abide by the GBC. I try to follow these three instructions. It is not that in ISKCON I personally haven't gone through the various difficulties. You may have your difficulties, but I can tell you at least that my difficulties in being ISKCON hadn't probably been anything less than yours. But these three instructions saved me. from falling away or deviating. And I can tell you that the reward has been inconceivable. And this reward is not external reward. This reward is not in terms of position and power and recognition and so forth. This reward has been an internal reward. The heart has been filled with something that I could never have received otherwise. And that is how Srila Prabhupada reciprocates when we try to surrender ourselves to his lotus feet. And once again, I will request you also, please try to follow these three instructions of Srila Prabhupada. No matter whatever happens, never ever leave ISKCON. If you love Srila Prabhupada, express your love through your cooperation with each other. And always place yourself under the authority of the GDC body. And I can assure you, you will never go wrong. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, now I will make the offerings to Srila Prabhupada, and after the offerings there will be Pushpanjali. We'll offer flowers to Srila Prabhupada, and flowers means we'll offer our love to Srila Prabhupada, and the expression of that love will be through the flowers. And actually through these flowers, we will be offering ourselves to Srila Prabhupada. And so I'll just make the offering, and in the meantime, Chandrasekhar wants to make a few announcements. And of course, before that, Radha Krishna Prabhu will say something, and after that, you can make your announcement afterwards. And then after that, we will go into offering Pushpanjali to Srila Prabhupada. And after that, we'll have Prabhupada's Guru Puja. So, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.